listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. It was a big night at the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia. The party officially nominated Hillary Clinton to be their candidate, the first woman to be a major party presidential candidate.
WPR Capitol Bureau Chief Sean Johnson is reporting this week from Philadelphia, and he's with us now for the latest. Sean, welcome back.
Hey, Veronica.
Well, Hillary Clinton officially became the Democratic presidential nominee last night. Describe the reaction that you saw last night to that moment.
Yeah, so I was on the floor of the convention hall when that happened, both when Wisconsin's delegation cast its votes officially, and then when the convention as a whole unanimously nominated Hillary Clinton. And I can tell you, both occasions were very loud, especially when the entire convention chimed in. It was deafening. And being focused on the Wisconsin delegation and knowing some of the personalities there, you could see Sanders supporters standing shoulder to shoulder with Clinton supporters, Sanders delegates and Clinton delegates. And, you know, they were the ones who were in that picture at that moment were all pretty excited at what they were doing.
And Hillary Clinton herself will speak tomorrow night. Her husband, former President Bill Clinton, gave his talk last night. Can you tell us about the substance of that talk and how it seemed to go over both in Wisconsin and big picture?
The Bill Clinton speech was really kind of a long weave of Hillary Clinton's personal life and the way that Bill Clinton described her as somebody who's can make change happen, who can get things done. You know, he wanted to describe Hillary Clinton as a person, basically, you know, to let people know that she's a mom, that she's a wife, that she cares, but then blend that in with this message of her being somebody who can get things done and make things happen. You know, I was watching the speech last night, and I think other people were, to see if there were any boos in the crowd. There are a lot of, you know, Sanders supporters here who don't like Bill Clinton, and especially, you know, some of his policies like NAFTA are hugely unpopular with the Sanders crowd. I didn't hear any noticeable boos during the Bill Clinton speech. This crowd really ate it up and went over very well with the delegates who are here in Philadelphia.
Now, you mentioned Sanders supporters standing shoulder to shoulder with Clinton delegates yesterday during that nomination process. Does that mean that that rift that we saw at the beginning of the convention between Sanders supporters and supporters of Hillary Clinton, is that diminishing as the week goes along? How would you describe where we are?
I would say it's diminishing. That first night, it was really jarring that every time Hillary Clinton's name was mentioned, she was getting booed, you know. You're not hearing that anymore by any means. They've definitely toned that down a bit. But that's not to say that it's gone away. I mean, last night, after Hillary Clinton was formally nominated, or when she was formally nominated, a number of Sanders delegates left the arena and went next door and basically occupied the media tent in an act of protest. And even in the Wisconsin delegation, I ran into one Sanders delegate who was very prominently sitting up in front after the vote. She wasn't there. I didn't see her there when the official vote was taken, but Angie Akers was there to say she's not prepared to support Hillary Clinton, and she doesn't buy into the argument that a vote for Donald Trump or a vote for Hillary Clinton, staying home and not voting for Hillary Clinton amounts to a vote for Donald Trump.
We're talking to Sean Johnson right now, WPR's Capitol Bureau Chief. He's covering the Democratic National Convention this week. And Wisconsin Congressman Ron Kind spoke to the Wisconsin delegation this morning and was shouted at by some protesters, some of them seeming to be Bernie Sanders delegates. Sean, can you describe what happened there this morning?
Yeah, and this is kind of illustrative of the fact that while you may not be seeing it as much when it comes to, Hillary Clinton and the delegation as a whole, when it comes to policies like the Trans-Pacific Partnership, trade, and forceful advocates of that like Ron Kind, Bernie Sanders delegates and other protesters who are here are not afraid to speak their mind and shout people down. That's what happened today. Kind was having a speech before the Wisconsin delegation where he was talking about what he sees as you know, the good things about the TPP, and he was shouted down. And he left, and he was having a little impromptu press conference there in the hallway outside. And as you'll hear, he was quickly shouted down again.
Secretary Clinton's nomination this week, historic making here in the cradle of democracy in Philadelphia. We got a lot of work to do.
No TPP.
Excuse me, sir.
Not getting a warm reception here about TPP.
No TPP. No TPP. No bringing up to us the world at the cost of what's going on.
No TPP. So that is at the scene.
So it got pretty intense there. Yeah. They actually kind of chased him down the hallway, and he bailed, basically. He did go back into the room to listen to other speakers, but cut that press conference short.
Sean, is the Trans-Pacific Partnership emerging as a big issue at the convention?
It's no secret that it's a big issue for a lot of Democrats, and particularly Sanders supporters, and they feel like that's where the party is now. That and certainly vocal members of the party are opposed to that, and they wanted to see a party platform that more firmly rejected it. They did get language in there that opposes trade deals that are unfair in general, but not quite what they wanted. They're saying that Secretary Clinton has now come out against it, and they want her to show that she means it. But one of the Sanders delegates who was involved in that protest this morning said that he's going to kind of see how this issue plays out this year before he's 100% sure he's going to vote for Hillary Clinton.
There was a Bernie Sanders surrogate, Nick Carter, who spoke at that breakfast this morning. Carter is now the progressive outreach director for Hillary Clinton's campaign. What did he have to say?
Yeah, so here's an example of somebody who was in on the Bernie campaign very early, loves Bernie Sanders passionately, and has now moved over to work for Hillary Clinton. I think the most interesting thing from his speech, at least for me, was he asked for a show of hands for the Sanders delegates who were in the room. You know, hands went up. Then he asked immediately afterward who's here at their first convention. Most of those hands stayed up. So I think it shows something that we kind of knew. It confirms that a lot of the Sanders people, as we heard, are new to politics, new to formal conventions like this. And that's part of the reason you're seeing the flavor that you're seeing at this convention.
And former Minneapolis mayor and Democratic National Committee Vice Chairman R.T. Ryback had some words to share about those controversial emails from the Democratic National Committee Chair Debbie Wasserman Schultz. What did he want to share with people?
He came there to the Wisconsin delegation as he did in other delegations, and he apologized. In speaking to reporters afterward, he explained why.
When the emails came out from the Democratic National Committee and showed that there were some people who were showing favoritism to one Democratic candidate over another, I was outraged because we have been saying, and we should be saying, that the party is neutral in these processes. Have parties done it in the past? Yeah, absolutely. Should they? Absolutely not. So it's important to look people in the eye, tell them a mistake was made, trust was violated, we're going to clean up this mess, and most important, we're going to restore trust.
And Sean, were you able to gauge whether that apology had an impact on the people it was meant to be directed toward?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, there are definitely some Sanders supporters who are still, sore over what happened there. And there was an attempt by not somebody from Wisconsin's delegation. It was actually someone in the room from Alaska's delegation, a Sanders supporter, who even after that apology tried to kind of chant him down, didn't go anywhere, and he continued his speech. So I think the answer is everybody okay with that apology? No.
The Democratic National Convention about halfway through. Sean, what's happening tonight?
Some big speakers tonight. You've got Tim Kaine, who is now officially the Democratic nominee for president. That happened just moments ago. He's going to speak tonight, and then you're going to have President Barack Obama address the Democratic National Convention. So some huge speeches ahead.
Sean, thanks so much for joining us. That was Sean Johnson, WPR's Capitol Bureau Chief. He joined us from the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia.